Good morning. My name's Daria McKinstry, and I'm going to present on enhancing school programs through community collaboration. And also with me on this project was Erica Chapman, Kende Kamara, and Sarah Knoll, and Patrick Perry. Just to give you guys just a brief background so you all know what I'm going to go over, the Indiana Chapter of Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, the JDRF, participated with Indiana University School of Medicine Department of Public Health to establish a guidebook on type 1 diabetes for implementation in schools and community settings, and the development of what would become the Diabetes a Hand Cla Hands-on Classroom Guide to Educators and Schools. So the learning objectives of this project was to recognize the critical outcomes of collaboration between community advocacy groups, academia, and legislators in health of children and their families living with diabetes. We also looked at enabling participants to identify stakeholders, developing collaborations, and adapting the Diabetes a Hands-on Classroom Guide to Educators and Schools in community settings and similar populations. And we also looked at applying lessons learned in the creation of the Diabetes, a hands-on guide to educators and schools to community settings, including but not limited to schools, faith communities, and community organizations. Here's a quote from a little guy named Grant. He's 7 years old, and this is what he told us when we asked him about his experience with diabetes. He said, "I was only 11 months old when I got diabetes, so I don't remember a day that I haven't hurt. I always know there's another needle coming at me, either to my finger or to get the insulin tubing in me. When I am feeling brave, the needles seem to go in fast, but when I'm feeling tired or scared, they really hurt." So diabetes in Indiana, some statistics for you. Just in Indiana, 3,800 live with type 1 diabetes, and the majority of school-age youth with diabetes have a type 1 diabetes. Children with type 1 diabetes face significant hurdles to managing their disease, as do both the parents and the teachers. Some students face discrimination, and often due to lack of knowledge about how to manage the disease in the school environment. And with nursing shortages in schools, trained school personnel and increased awareness is vital to success in addressing this issue. The process that we went through: in May 2007, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels signed into law the Diabetes School Care Act. This act indicates that school personnel are to be trained in diabetes management and care, as well as allowing students to self-manage their disease. What our group collaborated on after this bill was passed was that we recruited for proposal for help on a handheld manual on type 1 diabetes. And the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation worked closely with this project and provided us with close contacts to parents and children who dealt firsthand with this disease. What we found was there was a lot of discrimination from peers and teachers. So what we did was do research and tried to get reoccurring issues. We found that children felt left out of certain food rewards from teachers, such as when kids were doing good, teachers brought in sugary treats, cakes, cupcakes, cookies, and these kids weren't allowed to really participate with these rewards. Also, children felt discriminated against when they were not allowed to participate in certain field trips or activities. This was mainly due to teachers being scared about how much insulin that they may need during that time, and so they just didn't want them to participate because they don't want that responsibility. Also, children simply felt different than their peers. And parents struggled to educate their children's teachers on what the child needs and how they can care for their child's highs and lows. As well as parents also struggled to feel comfortable that their child would be safe in this setting under the undereducated school teachers and the nurses. So this is when the development of the Diabetes a Hands-on Resource Guide for Educators and Schools took place. The literature review provides several efficacious and accessible, free, and reproducible resources. A survey was developed for families on the JDRF mailing list to express their school-related concerns. And then a team compiled a list of useful resources. We used hospitals, national and local support organizations, diabetes camps, action lists for parents, teachers, and schools. And we also looked at summaries of key informant interviewers and family surveyors were integrated into the resource guide to ensure family needs were addressed. The reoccurring themes were our focus when arranging the outline of the handbook, and we enlisted volunteer services of a graphic designer who aided in the design and layout of our resource guide. That way it's appealing, teachers, kids, and parents will want to pick it up, and it's actually a pretty easy guide to use. What information made it into our handbook? The guide is divided into the following sections. The first section is Diabetes 101, the basics of type 1 diabetes. Then we look at the day-to-day care and living with type 1 diabetes, parents and teacher partnership pages, then the ready reference guide, glossary of key terms. We actually found this very important because a lot of teachers and parents didn't understand certain diabetes terms, and this was a good source for teachers to look at, and also resource materials and action lists. What we did to convey in the overall theme of the handbook was to provide a clear, concise reference for school administrators, teachers, teacher aides, school nurses, and volunteers in the basic diabetes and its care in the school environment. Ensure that the guide was simple, easy to access, and easy to utilize reference, and to focus on a true collaboration between the child, family caregiver, schools, and classroom. And then initial feedback from families and caregivers and school personnel indicated that the guide met these criteria and acts as a resource for the student's diabetes care team. Schools are not the only place that need this guide. We understood that there's a lot greater area out there than just schools that need to learn about type 1 diabetes. So the guide was designed to be flexible and applicable to a number of settings, including but not limited to community centers, churches, faith-based organizations, extracurricular activities such as arts and athletics, clubs, organizations, 4-H, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and preschool or daycare. The challenges that we faced was the Department of Education emails requests were unreturned. We had nurse conference overlook all of our requests. We saw that State Nurse Association approached us, but we still haven't even received a date, so we couldn't wait. Indiana State Department of Health offered assistance, but deadline preverted further action and follow-up. No official government body stepped forward to participate in our groups. And the only parent groups participated, and these groups highlighted that the problem was in the communication was between family and school communication. So despite common vision, no united front has as yet, but the process did prompt discussion between groups and facilitated by JDRF coordinator Sarah Knoll. Implementing the guide into your community. The guide is not specific to Indiana and can be obtained from the JDRF Indiana chapter or the authors free of charge. And the guide provides tools for establishing a student and family-centered diabetes care plan for school settings, a classroom education about diabetes, and it also entails a how-to guide for hosting and sponsoring a JDRF walk or guide to cure diabetes within your community. Where this handbook is being used today, I tried to do a follow-up and talked with Sarah Knoll, who is the Special Events Director at JDRF, and she said that a handful of schools and nurses around Indiana were sent this handbook as a request so that they could be further educated, and a few parents request the handbook to take directly to the children's school in order for teachers and nurses to become more educated. And Sarah Knoll stated that at this point, the school nurses are mainly using it to increase their knowledge of diabetes. A summary, Diabetes, a Hands-on Guide for Educators and Schools was developed in response to the Indiana Diabetes School Care Act. The guide supports educators, schools, and other family-serving community entities in the care and inclusion of children and their families living with diabetes. The guide was developed as a community collaboration and it is designed to facilitate similar community collaborations around those living with diabetes. The guide has been successful in Indiana and is an opening discussion about diabetes. And also, I have this handbook here with me, so if anybody is interested, I can pass it around. I can get you guys copies if anyone wants to take this back with them and use this in their community. So contact me with any information. I can get that for you guys right away. So thank you very much.
Especially working with government personnel, it's really hard to set a tight deadline with them. So I think if maybe we can